So, when you think Christmas party season, you're probably thinking velvet, maybe some
Right,
sequins.
the usual suspects.
But the sources we're looking at today are pointing to something, well, completely different. We're talking about latex.
Yeah, exactly. And we're diving into the sources around this House of CB holiday launch in LA to really see how it's being styled.
So our mission here is to figure out how this material is suddenly showing up as, elegant,
Yeah.
as high fashion.
It's a great question. And I think it's firmly entering that mainstream luxury space.
Okay, so let's break this down. The main example we have is the brand's founder herself, Kana Walker.
Yes, at her own launch party on November 15th, she wore her own design, a limited edition piece called the Noella Dress.
Which is a bold move. It's a real style statement, not just a gimmick.
Absolutely. And the design itself, that's what immediately says elegance. This is just a cutout piece of material. It's properly tailored.
What do you mean by that specifically?
Well, the Noella is a fitted midi-length dress, but the technical details are what make it high fashion. It has underwired cups for structure.
Okay, so like traditional lingerie or couture.
Exactly. And adjustable straps. Getting adjustable straps to work on a latex garment is a pretty big deal,
Wow.
engineering-wise. It's all about that perfect custom fit.
That focus on utility is so important. Because, latex doesn't have a reputation for being easy to wear.
Not at all.
So what are designers doing to make it more functional?
The sources point to a couple of key things. First, there's a discreet zip on the back.
Which helps a lot with getting it on, I
Oh,
imagine.
massively. Traditionally, you need, like, special aids. A simple zipper changes the whole experience.
Yeah, and the second thing.
A slit in the hem. It sounds simple, but it's crucial for actually being able to, walk or sit down without ripping the fabric.
It's engineered elegance.
That's the perfect way to put it. It's all about creating that powerful silhouette, but making it work in the real world.
And here's a detail I loved from the sources. Walker wasn't alone.
No, she wasn't.
She was there with Zina Babs, founder of Zina Foster Beauty, who was wearing the exact same dress, and she looked incredible.
And that's not a fashion faux pas anymore. It's a coordinated choice. It suggests that culturally, we're ready for this. The acceptance is there.
So this is bigger than just one party in Hollywood.
Much bigger. The
Well,
sources actually call it an exploding industry of latex fashion. You're seeing it pop up at major events,
like where?
like the British Fashion Awards, the Beauty Awards.
Yeah.
It's proving its red carpet credentials,
And that gets to something else we found. It's not just about the celebrities. There's this whole world, like a specialized infrastructure underneath it all.
Yes. The sources cite all this detailed content, like must-see tips for wearing latex in summer.
Which sounds intense.
It is. And there are these in-depth interviews with designers who only work with latex. People like Harry, Ardour, Libidex.
So they're not general fashion designers, they're
No.
specialists.
They're basically specialized tailors for this one material. They're solving all the unique problems with fit and wear and even how to store the garments.
So when the sources talk about must-see tips, they mean things like what, how to wash it.
That and things like specialized dressing aids, just to put it on. The fact that this specific knowledge base exists and is growing proves this is a real maturing industry. It's not just a trend.
So, okay, let's tie this all together. What's the big takeaway here?
I think the deep dive really shows that modern latex fashion has, it's moved past the novelty.
Right, it's not just for shock value anymore.
Exactly. It's about sophisticated tailoring and smart functional design. The zippers, the straps, the tailoring. It's being engineered so you can actually wear it.
So that leaves us with a final thought for you to consider.
Given how fast we're seeing this material show up on red carpets, and with this whole specialized industry of designers rising up to make it more practical.
How quickly do you think a material that was once, only for subcultures could become a totally standard option for, say, an elegant party or even professional wear?